Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Do you know that in the Bible, in the New Testament alone, in the New Testament, about 684 commands are there? 684. And this 684 commands can be grouped into six generic commands. And they are as follows. Repent and believe. That's one generic. Repent and believe. The second one, be baptized. For those who have not been baptized here, let me tell you what. The Lord commanded it. So don't just say that I've believed. The Lord commanded it. Then the third one is love. Love God, love your neighbor, love your enemies. Love Boko Haram. The fourth one is pray. Pray. Pray without what? Season. And the fifth one is this. Communion. Communion. Do this in remembrance of me. And of course, the sixth one is make disciples. Make disciples. I read the story of a woman who lost a wonderful relation of ours. And the pastor actually wanted to inquire from this woman as to what she knew concerning this uncle of hers. And she said, was he a Christian? And she said, affirmation, yes. He accepted Jesus Christ very early in life. The Lord revealed himself to him very early in life. By age 7 or 8, he was baptized. But as soon as he finished from the university, well, we never saw him in church, but he was a good man. Therefore, he was a Christian. Children of God, many of us make this mistake, great error, by thinking that once you are baptized, after confessing Jesus Christ or walking down the aisle during the revival meeting and you're baptized, then everything is finished. Christianity is more than just profession of faith. Christianity is by far more than just, you know, celebrating some wonderful occasions like this. We are so full today. I mean, I'm not saying F-O-O-L-O, F-U-L-L. We are full. And we thank God for this. But I want to bring to your remembrance that there is something that actually is by far more important to the Lord than Sunday worship. I'll break this down for you in this manner. Do you know that it was a great day when the Lord Jesus Christ was born as a child, and not that he came to just visit as the Son of God coming from heaven, as God will have done or used to do in the Garden of Eden? He came in bodily form. That was great. But do you know that if Christ has stopped there, it will have been a thing of history that everybody may forget about. Then again, the Lord decided to live without sin. Or should I say, he lived a life that is sinless for our example. But if that had stopped there, It will have actually been so admired by many people. Then the Lord God Almighty went another step further. He gave his life for us. He was nailed on the cross of Calvary. Oh, I had someone sent something to me, which actually are sent to so many people. If I'm not sent it to you, please send me an SMS. I will send it to you. It's about a poem. Oh, it is Friday. Friday. Dark Friday. But Sunday is a coming. Sunday came. But the death of Christ is something that actually we must never forget. But thanks be to God, because in obedience, the Lord God Almighty followed all these things. And because of pure obedience, complete obedience, it pleased the Lord, the Father, to raise him from the dead. And there, everything was completed for you and for me. Because the Bible says that without the resurrection, our faith in Christ will have been futile. It will have been in vain. We will have been serving a dead God. Now, what am I bringing about concerning this? I'm bringing to you to know that there is one word in the Bible that every Christian must take as the golden word which actually will please God. And the one word is this: obedience. Obedience. It was disobedience that brought us into this calamity. And it is obedience in Christ that has brought us salvation. Therefore, what Christ wants from us today is nothing but what? Obedience. Right from Genesis to Revelation, God has always dealt with his people out of them giving him obedience. When they decide to give him disobedience, God will punish them. And the same thing is true till today. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Children of God, it is quite unfortunate, absolutely unfortunate, that the Church of God has tried to ignore this word, obedience. Or we have tried to dismiss it. We have tried to downplay it. We have tried to gloss over it. We have tried our best to actually reduce this principle to be totally nothing. We have replaced obedience with rituals. Do you know that God is more interested in your obedience than in your keeping vigil every Friday? Even though we do it in this church once a month, some of us act as if once we don't do it, heavens is going to fall on us. If you do vigil every night without obedience, God will punish you. Go on fasting. Fast as much as you can. You will actually come to see that obedience is by far better than that. Revivals are good. But may I tell you this? God is interested in your obedience. Samuel told King Saul, and that we'll not forget, to obey is better than what? Church, I think actually some of us have been very disobedient. That is why you cannot say it. sacrifice, sorry, to obey is better than, better. And the Lord Jesus Christ says something. If you love me, you will do what? Did you hear that word, obey? You will obey my commandments. Obedience. I want to tell you three major things about disobedience concerning your faith. Obedience proves our salvation. If you truly are obedient, you will obey. Sorry, you will actually know, will know that indeed you have met with the Lord. Let's see what actually the book of Hosea, Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, can tell us. Hosea, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Why? They will not acknowledge the Lord. They will not obey his law. They will not in any way or fashion want to think about this God who loves them so, in a way that will honor him. Children of God, are we not like that? Are we not like that? We're celebrating the resurrection. Have you forgotten that it is our sins that took Christ to the cross? And we have not stopped sinning. Even as we are seated today, we are guilty and guilty and guilty. Some of you even sinned before you came to church. If you have grudges with your spouse, you are a sinner. A wicked sinner for that matter. Then again, obedience will transform our lives. Obedience will transform our lives. Because by faith in the Lord and obedience to the commands of the Lord, our lives are being changed into the likeness of God himself, who is our Father. 1 John chapter 2 verse 4. 1 John 2:4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is what? A liar. And the truth is not in him. But if you do the opposite by keeping his commandments, you are true to your confession. Obedience transforms our lives. We see that indeed we become more and more like him because he is holy and he wants us to be holy. Thirdly, obedience can only spring from our love for the Lord. It can only spring from our love. 1 John 2:5 says what? 1 John 2:5. But whoever keeps the word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Let's now go quickly to the text read to us this morning. Just a few things and the message will be done. Please don't worry about the children. They are just making melody to the Lord. Don't be distracted by them. The voice is actually being made strong to sing here years to come. Amen. Jesus Christ, here in the Gospel of Matthew, as he was about to be taken to heaven before them, because there was nothing hidden. Even as Elijah was taken away to heaven in the presence of Elisha, Jesus Christ was taken away from the presence of his disciples. Now, but before he left, he gave them this note. Having said that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, he now said to them, actually, in the sentence that you have here, verses 19 to 20, is actually one sentence. Have you seen that? Only one sentence. And in that one sentence, there are four action words which we must obey. The first one is go. Go. A lot of us are staying. We have never gone anywhere for the Lord. And I see that in Ikoyi Baptist Church, we have so many people who have traveled to the ends of the earth. We travel a lot in this church. We are a traveling church. But many of us have gone to places where Jesus Christ is not known. And what have we done? We went there to just see. Jesus Christ said, go. Then he said, make. Make what? Disciples. How many people have you introduced Jesus Christ to? How many people have you talked about Jesus? And we used to say this as if it's a fun thing to say. We discuss so much about politics. We discuss so much about football. We discuss so much about sports. We discuss so much about food. But hardly do we discuss about Jesus. Children of God, if you know the risen Lord and you want to please him, what he's asking from you is that you obey. Go, make disciples. Then baptize them. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the last action word there is teaching them or teach them. God expects this particular, this singular command to be done by every one of us. Every believer must go. Every believer must make. Now, not every believer can baptize, because it will be totally, totally unorganized. I still believe sincerely that the Church of God should reconsider that. Because if, for instance, a non-deacon, I'm not even saying a deacon now, a non-deacon should travel to a place like, I don't know the place where I can say that it's an unreached area. You travel to an unreached area, and lo and behold, preaching to them, they now accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What will you do? Will you now send to home and say, Pastor, come and baptize them? I believe that if you should baptize them, nothing will go wrong. I stand on that because, sincerely speaking, the Lord God Almighty has given you the authority. The Lord who says that you should go and make disciples has said that all authority is what? Has been given to me. If the Lord has sent you, he will back you up. You don't need to send for any ordained minister. If I happen to be an ordained minister, just an ordinary pastor, and I should go to somewhere that actually I cannot find anybody that, you know, can come and baptize these people, I will baptize them. And I know that heavens will record it, that these ones have been baptized. Philip did. We regulated it because of our, you know, disorganization, disorderliness. And then teach them. Teach your children the way of the Lord. Teach them the way of the Lord. Make them to know that this Jesus that you are worshiping is real. You've heard this before, and I know that it is something that you know, you need to actually think about whether your children can say this. Little children who gather together, and we're talking about those that the important people that their fathers know. One said, my father knows the president of America. One said, my father knows the president of Nigeria. One said, the president, my father knows the governor, and so on and so forth. And it came to a, you know, simple boy who actually was raggedly clothed. And he said, who does your father know? Knowing fully well that he will not mention any dignitary we need in the world. But thanks be to God. He said, my father knows God. Huh? Your father knows God. How do you know? He talks to God every day. And God replies him. The thing about it is this. Is your teaching. Teach your children to know God. Let them see Jesus in you. Let them actually be curious enough to say, Dad, who do we pray to? Even on the table, we pray. Who are we praying to? There's nobody. Tell them about God. That God is real. So when he goes to school and he's talking about evolution or whatever it is, he would never believe it. I pray sincerely that you bring your children to church. Bring them to church. What you cannot teach them, the church can. I'm not like the Roman Catholic priest that will say, give me your child for 6 years and he will be a Catholic forever. I want my child to be a Christian, not necessarily Baptist. I love the Baptist denomination. I believe in what actually we teach. I believe in what we worship. But no, I will not enter heaven because I'm a Baptist. I will enter heaven because I'm a Christian. Make your children to know the Lord. So when they go to any church and worship God, Jesus Christ, they will know that Jesus is real in that church. The Lord God Almighty wants us to know that he is risen from the dead, and nobody can argue about that. If they want to argue, let them come to heaven. But as for you and for me, we are to do his bidding. To obey is better than sacrifice.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.